Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story, we are gonna go into space. Are you ready to learn about the lights that we see in the sky at night? Me too. If you have an awesome idea for a discovery about science, send it to our Instagram page, Kid Short Stories, or go to kidshortstories.org, and maybe we'll turn your idea into an awesome science adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too. Let's go. One day, Derek was in his backyard with his brothers and his parents, and they were having a bonfire. Do you guys know what a bonfire is? Yeah, a campfire or a bonfire is when you take sticks and you put them together in a safe pile with stones or rocks around it, and then you light them on fire. Well, actually, the grown-ups will do that. And the grown-ups, they light the fire, and it is nice and warm. That's another fun thing that we like to do in the fall. And Derek was really good at finding all the sticks and branches and breaking them into smaller pieces so that they could fit in the campfire. Well, today they were gonna be roasting marshmallows. Who likes roasting marshmallows? Yeah, oh, I see you. Yep. I know we have a lot of listeners that like marshmallows. And Derek was a very good marshmallow roaster. He would put a marshmallow on a stick and hold it over the fire. And wow, the fire was very hot, so he needed a long stick to stay away from the flames. And while they were all having fun sitting around the campfire, Derek looked up in the sky and he said, "What in the world are those lights in the sky?" Have you ever looked up in the sky at night and seen all those lights? Yeah, well, the moon is the big one, but what are all those smaller lights? Oh, those are stars. You're right. But what exactly is a star? I wonder. Do you wonder about that? So did Derek. And he said, "Oh, guys, let's call Mr. Jim the Sci Guy and see if he can show us or teach us something about those lights in the sky." And so they called Mr. Jim the Sci Guy, and he answered and said, "Oh, hey, Derek, how are you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing good," Derek said. He was really happy to see the Sci Guy. He said, "Sci Guy, I had a question about the lights in the sky. I know I've seen them a lot at nighttime, but then during the daytime, they're gone. I don't see them anymore. And I was wondering if you could tell us where they go and who turns those lights out. Can you explain that to us?" "Oh, that's a great question. I love it," the Sci Guy said. He said, "How about I come over and maybe we can take a trip into the sky and we can look at where those lights are and how they work. Does that sound good?"
"That sounds amazing," Derek said.
And just like that, poof, the Sci Guy appeared.
"Hey guys,
Sci Guy!"
All the kids were so happy to see him. Derek and his brothers were so excited to learn. And so, the Sci Guy said, "All right, who wants to learn about the lights in the sky?"
Me.
"Well, you see, I think we all know that those are called stars, right?"
"Yeah."
"And you see, stars are lights way far away, high in the sky, in outer space. Have you guys heard of space before?"
"Yeah, space is this humongous place that our planet Earth is kind of floating inside of."
"Yeah, and so as we're floating, there's all kinds of stars, which are those lights, that are around us. And it's kind of hard to understand, but they're really far away. And did you know that our Earth is spinning?"
No, said Derek.
What do you mean it's spinning? Like, what if it spins so fast? Are we gonna get dizzy?
No, it's not gonna spin that.
Well, it is spinning very fast, but we don't get dizzy because we're sitting on this big planet, and so it doesn't feel like it's spinning that fast, but it actually is spinning very fast.
And so as it turns and spins, we get to see some stars for a little bit, and then our Earth turns away from those stars. And then guess what?
What, Mr. Saigai?
Well, what happens in the morning when we wake up? Why does it get bright again? What happens? Derek had to think. Okay, so sometimes when he wakes up really early in the morning, it's pretty dark. But then it gets light outside.
Oh, Derek said, that's the sun. The sun comes up and then it makes everything bright again.
You nailed it, Derek.
The Saigai started to explain. He said, you see that when the sun comes up, it's brighter than the stars are to us because it's closer.
Huh?
Derek was kind of confused.
How about, this is kind of hard to understand by me just explaining it. What do you guys think? Do you guys want to go to space and go check it out?
Definitely.
Derek was so excited. The Saigai said, well, it looks like I only have one seat in my spaceship right here.
You have a spaceship?
Yeah, it was in my pocket, you see?
And then he pulled out this little spaceship, but when he threw it in the grass, it got pretty big. It looks like you can fit a couple people in there.
Two of the seats don't have seat belts today, so it could just be me and Mr. Derek, and we can go to space, go check it out, and then we'll be right back.
Derek and the Saigai climbed into the spaceship and zoomed off.
He brought a phone with him so that he could talk to his parents the whole time. It was so cool.
Whoa!
As Derek and the Saigai blasted off into space,
they couldn't believe their eyes. They were shooting through the clouds all the way higher and higher and higher, and all of a sudden,
we made it.
Derek looked out the window and, whoa, everything around him was dark. They were in space. It was so cool.
And, look way over there. There's the stars.
The Saigai pulled out some really special sunglasses. He said, all right, Derek, put these sunglasses on and then we're gonna go do some exploring.
As they drove around space, they started to see all the stars. The stars were just way far away, but the sun was definitely a lot bigger and closer.
Saigai said, all right, what do you think the stars are made of?
A light bulb?
Derek said,
that's a good guess. But actually, no, they're not light bulbs. They're actually balls of fire.
What? Derek said.
Yeah, the stars are made of fire and gas. So gas is something that stays on fire and it's just burning. And that is the light we see. The stars are millions of miles away. Very, very far. Way too far for us to drive to.
And they're very hot because they're made of fire.
And so when we see it during nighttime, it's because it's very dark. But during the daytime, when the sun comes out and we see the sun and it brightens everything, the sun is brighter to us in the sky than the stars. And so no one is actually turning the stars' light out. It's just that the sun is brighter to us, and that's why we can't see the stars anymore.
Oh, Derek said. So you mean the stars are still up in the sky the whole time, And it's just that we can't see him anymore.
Exactly.
Wow. I didn't know that, Derek said.
All right, Derek. Let's get back to your campfire and let's tell your family everything we learned.
As the spaceship carefully landed back in Derek's backyard, they were so excited to share what they had learned. He said,
"Guys, you won't believe this. The stars are actually made of fire."
"What?" his brother said.
Derek couldn't wait to tell his family everything he had learned that night. What an amazing adventure with Mr. Jim the Sci Guy.
The end.